program now, the great Joe Namath. Good morning, Mr. Namath.
Hey, Ahmed, buddy, I tell you what, I got goosebumps hearing that music, and of course your voice fires me up too. But George Benson, and man, that's wonderful.
He's great, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
Now, you also like Joe Walsh. Life's
oh,
been...
yeah. Well, thanks. You're getting me fired up here. I wasn't particularly thinking of those guys at this moment, but man, their music is joyful.
Do you know Joe Walsh?
No, I've never met him, but I'd sure love to.
Did you ever meet Stevie Nicks? Did she ever go through Joe?
No, I haven't. I haven't been around much, Imus. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that hang close to home.
Well, now you do. I'm talking about in the day, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Stevie Nicks, she, you know, Fleetwood Mac, she loved Joe Walsh. I mean, she was in love with him, still is. So.
Well, I don't blame her, you know. I mean, there's different reasons for really caring for folks, and Joe certainly has me as a fan, and I love his style, I love his music, but love varies in a few ways, you know, Ivan, so yeah. You may have a different reason for loving him.
Yeah. So, when you go on these shows like mine, or really more like these sports talk shows, what do they ask you, Joe Namath?
Well, recent years, it's been about concussions and sports injuries, and sometimes about games and personnel and around the league, and more times than not about Alabama football. And sometimes about the Jets football.
Yeah. Who's the greatest quarterback of all time? All time.
Well, given the body of work, I'd have to say Tom Brady.
Who else would you have said, or did you want to say?
Well, you know, I go back a good ways all of a sudden, and I know Otto Graham, a lot of folks haven't heard from him, but 10 times he took the Browns to playoff games and won several championships. Steve Van Buren, you know, guys that played years that we haven't heard of.
Norm Van Brocklin.
Van Brocklin, yes. I mean, they're great players, but our group, our generations don't know of them now, and the game's changed a great deal. But Tom Brady, as we're looking at recent history, the challenges that he's had with his team now, it is, again, a team game. The challenges that he's had, he stepped up every time. I mean, even when they lost a couple of championships, you couldn't point the finger at Tom, you know. He had decent games. Their team was just outplayed. And I've often said I was the first Manning, besides Peyton and Eli, to go into the Football Hall of Fame would probably have been Archie Manning if he ever had a team to play with.
Well, they were writing songs about him when he was at Alabama, and when he was at where the hell was he? Yeah, and when he was at, when he went to the Saints.
The New Orleans Aints, excuse me. It was the Aints at that time.
Yeah. So, this may not be an appropriate question to ask you, and I'm sure you'll tell me it's not. So, but in the, where do you place yourself in the hierarchy of quarterbacks who've ever played the game?
Well, I could play. I was a good athlete, and I was under a few good coaches, great coaches. I got injured my senior year in college, so I was never the same athlete as I was prior to the injury. I was a smart quarterback, a good passer, and we won a championship. I've had other coaches in history talk about my abilities, and I'm humbled by those compliments. I love it. So I did well. The goal was achieved, Imus. You know, whether it's Little League baseball or professional football, the goal is to make the team and win a championship.
That's right.
And I did it, we did it in high school, college, and professional football, and I'm thankful for my the surrounding cast, because it is a team effort. Just, I know Tom Brady will say the same thing. It sounds corny, but starting with Kraft, Belichick, putting that thing together, man, it takes a group to get it done.
So people cite these, statistics like pass completions to, touchdowns to interception, and I don't think it means any. I think it just means that, but I mean, when they say that about you, but you had, we all know that. But you were Joe, I tried to tell somebody yesterday, I said he was Joe Namath, you understand? Do you have any idea what that meant? I said, I was there when he was Joe Namath. That scared people.
There was AFL, there were two leagues at the time, and
that's
the
right.
Competition between the two. And again, the game was much different. The rules were much different.
That's right.
Today, the guys playing the last 15, 20, 25 years have flourished with what the coaches and the trainers have been able to come up with. Yeah, so it's better athletes, faster athletes in the hole, bigger, stronger. The game is wonderful, but it sure is different.
Let me ask you a personal question. Are you married now?
No, I was married once for 13 and a half years, and I've not been married since. I'm not ducking it, just hasn't happened.
Are you happy?
I'm happy. I'm healthy. My family's healthy. All of a sudden, I've got four grandchildren. They're all healthy, and my daughters and son-in-law, they're in good shape. So,
you sound great. Who's going to win Sunday, Joe Namath?
Well, I got a feeling that the Patriots will win Sunday unless the Eagles really play a heck of a game. You see, the Patriots don't beat themselves, Imus. They don't make mistakes, whether they be mental errors, silly mistakes that beat yourself. And the game's going to be won by the team that can best protect their quarterback, I believe. Both of these defenses can play. And if Brady has any kind of time, they're going to score some points.
Yep.
And we're counting on Foles playing a game like he did against Minnesota. Well, I hope so. It'll be a great game, but the odds are against it. So I think we'd all like to see maybe an underdog win to have a change of pace. But I believe at this point the Patriots are the better team.
All right, Joe. It's always a pleasure. Actually, an honor to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You stay well, buddy.
The great Joe Namath, Bernie and Sid are next.